All right. So the big question is, can you be hypnotized? That's a very good question. All the times people come to me and say, Cal, can you hypnotize me? Can anybody be hypnotized? Well, today I'm going to give you seven different factors that are involved on whether or not you can be hypnotized. So here we go. I'm Cal Banion. I've hypnotized thousands of people. I've trained thousands of people to be hypnotists. And I have a pretty doggone good idea of who can be hypnotized. And I've got seven things. Number one on the survey. First of all, anyone of normal intelligence who's not mentally ill in some way can be hypnotized if, and it's a big if, because there's seven factors. Start off with, are you a normal human being? Not mentally ill, average intelligence. Now, by the way, being a genius doesn't make you any better or worse. It's a matter of, do you want to be hypnotized? That's number two. Number one was, are you mentally healthy? Number two is, do you want to be hypnotized? That's very, very important. You see, there's this thing called a protective part. Your conscious mind, subconscious mind, unconscious mind all have this very, very important part that I call the protective part. And it wants to keep you safe and wants you to feel good. And if you don't want to be hypnotized, nobody's going to be able to hypnotize you because the protective part says, I'm not going to participate in this because I'm not feeling comfortable. I'm not feeling easy. In fact, I'm feeling a little bit nervous about this. And it will just not allow the mind to open up to hypnosis. So, number one, anyone of normal intelligence can be hypnotized. Number two, do you want to? You have to want to. Nobody's going to be able to hypnotize you against your will. Number three, do you want to make a change? You see, even if you want to be hypnotized, if you don't want to be hypnotized to change, then you're not going to be hypnotized. That protective part, like let's say you're drinking too much, or you're smoking too much, or you're doing anything too much. And you decide, everybody's telling me I should go to Cal Banion because he's so good at hypnosis and he can help you with that. But the part of you inside of you, that doggone protective part again, says, you know, I kind of like doing smoking too much, drinking too much, working out too much, work, whatever it is. And it'll just block every suggestion, every instruction that it's meant to bring about hypnosis inside you. So do you really want to make the change? That's number three. Because if you don't, if you're in there because you want to quit smoking when really you don't want to quit smoking, but your significant other says, you should quit smoking. I hear Cal Banion's really good at that. Don't come into my office unless you really, really want to quit smoking, quit drinking, or eat less, or exercise more, or whatever the change is. Because if you're highly conflicted about that, the protective mind says, no way. I like things the way they are. Number four, how do you feel about that hypnotist? I mean, you went to the website and it looked all professional and stuff, but when you got there, you're in their ba gloomy basement and they don't smell so good. They don't seem to know what they're doing. And alarms start going off, and the protective part says that no way. I'm not closing my eyes in front of this person, or I'm not gonna, even if I close my eyes, I'm not really gonna listen to anything he says. I'm not gonna follow his instructions. So, do you trust the hypnotist? Or are you getting signals that, I'm not going to close my eyes in front of this person? Or if I do, I'm going to be on guard and probably not follow his instructions or her instructions. Number five, all hypnotists are not the same. Basically, hypnosis and hypnotherapy, by and large, in most states, is an unregulated profession. And so you kind of need to check out this person, what are their reviews like? But also, when you get actually with the person, what kind of vibes do you get with regard to confidence and competence? If this person, seems to not be able to do anything without reading a script to you, or is hemming and hawing and not really smooth in what the hypnotist is doing, then, probably that protective part of you is going to come up again and say, I don't think this person can hypnotize me. And if you think the person can't hypnotize you, then you're probably right because the protective part is going to be up there and saying, I don't think this person. I mean, if you get the thought like, I wonder how many hypnosis sessions this person's actually done. That person's probably not going to be able to hypnotize you. Now, let's say the person scores high on all of these different things I've been talking about, all 1 through 5. And you go, yeah, check, check, check. I feel good about that. Then there's number 6. The confident, competent, well-trained hypnotist knows that you got to prepare the client. There's a thing called the pre-talk. And the pre-talk is there a time where the hypnotist either shows you a video, a pre-recorded video, that's what I do with my clients, or has a prepared talk that covers just about every conceivable fear about hypnosis or misconception about hypnosis. Very important, because if you're check, 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 feel good about the hypnotist, but you're not sure about hypnosis, then a well-trained, trustworthy, confident hypnotist is going to take some time, all the time that's needed to make you feel comfortable with the idea of hypnosis. Hollywood has done a lot of work to make it seem like it's something that it's not. And you need to understand that hypnosis is safe, it's reliable, and it can really make a super big change in your life faster than almost any other technique. So you need to be with a hypnotist that knows that it's normal for you to ask questions. Now, after they've gone through the spiel, then there should be a time where you just do some question and answers. You say, hey, is there any questions you have about me as a hypnotist? Is there any questions you have about hypnosis or what we're going to be doing in the session? Now, it's easy for me to say, right? Only then, at that point, you're like, gosh, I really want to be hypnotized now. I think this person can do it. So you're at that point, and the hypnotist will do a little test and ask, hey, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? And there should be no resistance. You should feel no resistance. You should be like, oh, good. We've come to the hypnosis part. Comfortable with the hypnotist, comfortable with hypnosis. So there you go. Now, if all of that works out okay, one of the number seven. The number seven is, even if the person seems trustworthy, you like them, they have a professional office or online setup, and they've done a good pre-talk. If that hypnotist does not have the skills to hypnotize you, then guess what? You're not going to hypnosis. The person, needs to have a hypnotic induction that's right for you. And also a way to covertly test for hypnosis. And then once you're in hypnosis, know the right techniques. I'm amazed all the time. I have people come to me and, Cal, I really want to work on such and such, but I went to a hypnotist before and it didn't work. I says, well, don't hold me accountable for every hypnotist out there, because there's some hypnotists that are their hobby hypnotists. They're doing it just mainly to entertain themselves, or they're curious about hypnosis, and they really don't have top-notch training. So you want to make sure that you look at what feedback is on them. Check them out really good. Go to their website and also ask what kind of training they have. The people I train, they go through at least 130 hours worth of training. And they get supervised practice so that I know and they know that they can hypnotize people. And they hypnotize every day, usually twice a day. And so we turn out some of the most qualified hypnotists in the world. And our system is called Five Path. And we belong to the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals. So make sure your hypnotist has credible credentials. Now, if just because they're a doctor or counselor, that doesn't mean they know anything about hypnosis. That stuff is not covered, maybe barely mentioned in their training. So just because it says doctor or PhD or any other kind, RN, any kind of therapist, doesn't mean that they have any training at all in hypnosis. So look for people who do hypnosis full time. That's their main thing. Not like, oh, I'm a this or that, and I do a little hypnosis on the side. Bad choice. You need to have somebody that really knows what they're doing. All right, so there you go. If you want to do sessions with me, go to hypnosiscenter.com. All the information is there. You can get a quick call in or schedule a free interview. We can find out if hypnosis is right for you. If you want to become one of the best hypnotists in the world, go to Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. And right below here, I've got a schedule of upcoming classes. And if you're watching this video sometime, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years after this video came out, just go to Banyan Hypnosis Career Training, and we always have our schedule up there. Those classes are taught by me. All right, that's it. I hope I answered your question. Yes, you can be hypnotized if you're safe, comfortable, and with a competent hypnotist, and you're not severely mentally ill like schizophrenia or something like that. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan signing out.